Emra.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Fenway Faithful, Season 3, Episode 3. Was that a monster you just opened?
Yeah.
I'm over here. Good to see you, Bo. What's going on, bro?
I'm back in the building. What's up, everybody? Fenway Faithful, Season 2, Episode 3, Moses Mania, running wild. What's up, fuckers?
There you go. I hope everybody had a good Memorial Day weekend. I know Mo and I sure as hell did.
We're undefeated at Cornhole this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We went like, what, 45-0, right?
0-45. We went undefeated. It wasn't the right column, but we made some fucking statements.
Hell yeah. Sat there, drank some whiskey, ate a lot of steak, had some burgers.
Whiskey. I put in two shifts of work drinking whiskey.
Yeah, you did. Didn't you just tell me you woke up drunk the next day?
Woke up in somebody's house that wasn't my that wasn't family. And so I just asked Dave this question. You can write in. So you wake up in a random's house, we'll leave it at that, and you have a choice. Some like strawberry kiwi cranberry juice or some wine, sangria. What do you net?
I'm going with the sangria.
I net the fuck out of that.
The funny thing, guys. Before I left, I asked Mo if he wanted to ride home. So the fact that, and he said no, he didn't drive, obviously.
I'm a walker. I'm a walker.
But he ended up fucking four towns over in somebody else's house. I don't get it.
I stole the blanket. I don't give a fuck.
He stole the blanket.
Check that phone in there.
Oh my god. Anyways, like I said, guys, I hope you guys all have
also,
great.
If you can return my socks. I appreciate it. I know I left them there. They're my Celtic socks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, give my boy back his socks, all right?
See, I'm smart. You got a reason to go back.
Right? Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm sure that's
oh, no, my socks.
Oh, man.
I don't know your name, but my socks.
Besides that, any new updates? I mean, so we got some sports coming back,
we
right?
We got some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we do.
Yesterday, the NHL came out. They said, hey, top 24 teams are in. Of course, the Bruins are standing strong at number one in the East. They had the West. Unfortunately, our Devils aren't in it because, well, they let us down.
And, yeah.
But, you know, the Bruins are in it. I'm pumped about that. And sports is back. Most importantly, sports is back. And that's all that's important.
So for hockey... obviously, you guys know it's been a big break in between because of the pandemic, but the commissioner did announce that they will be jumping right into playoffs and continue the season in that manner, which I think is exciting. So for those of you out there that your teams qualify, good luck. And hopefully it's a good turnout for this year's Stanley Cup. Next in line... Mo, I think we're getting basketball back too soon.
Yeah, I think the NBA is going to be announcing it. They're going to be following the same format right in the playoffs. A few teams are upset. There's more teams on the bubble in the NBA than it is in the NHL. So it's taking a little bit more time, but the Celtics will be in, so that's what I care about.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think there is four teams. I don't remember the article completely because I read so much yesterday on the hockey thing. But there's like four or five teams that are like two games out. Few points out, so that's gonna happen. But hey, the Celtics are in, so let's go Celtics.
It looks like teams are already going back to their facilities and starting to get practice in, so that's good. You got some training going,
We got sports back. July 1st,
yeah,
we'll have sports
little
back.
Little by little.
Now, favorite question, Dave. July 1st, NHL says by July 1st they'll be back. NBA has in place. They're gonna have three arenas. And Walt Disney, most likely, will be playing.
That's right.
NHL will have two facilities. They won't announce them yet. Be playing. Now we go to baseball. Right?
I don't have any fucking hope for baseball.
If baseball isn't back by July 1st, when do we say it's too late?
Well, here's the thing. And I really don't want to say, when is too late to start?
Yeah. What do you think July 1st is too late to start the season?
I don't think so, because obviously they're gonna. If they were to play, they're obviously gonna shorten the season up. But here's the thing that's really been bothering me is that I feel like a lot of younger guys, not everyone, have kind of lost love for the sport. And I know we touched on this briefly on episode two, but, you know, Chipper Jones made a nice little comment the other day.
I'm not
like,
a big fan of Larry, because his name's Larry. He knows about Chipper, he doesn't like Larry.
You're not a fan of Chipper Jones,
not
bro?
Not a fan of Chipper.
What is wrong with you?
Fuck Chipper.
Guys, I do not, no.
And
sorry, I'm a big fan of Chipper, bro. I
wasn't a fan of
Chipper. Regardless, his comment was that these guys are fixated on the salary.
That's what
and,
I get into. I
you know,
like what
like
he
they're
said.
They're being greedy. Like, you know, back in the day, like, guys just wanted to fucking play ball. And I'm sure that there are guys like that now, but it's just a little disappointing when you actually have players and saying, I'm not going to play because of a salary cut.
What we said last week, like, Blake Snell came right out. He didn't hide. Like, there's players hiding behind the face of the franchise.
Yeah,
and Snell is like, I need all my money. And like we talked about last week, it's not about, you can't play for money right now. You have to play for your country to get people's minds off what's going on. No matter what, by the time baseball starts, by the time hockey starts, and hockey has a date set in stone right now, by the time it all starts, there's still 100,000 deaths in our country, guys. You have to play to take the fixation off that.
Yeah, I mean,
take everybody's mind.
Right now we're really going, as a country, we're really going through a lot. And, you know, like, I was in my group chat earlier with my buddies, and somebody said, like, I feel bad for the kids in the future generations that are going to have to study history, especially the year 2020. Like,
yeah.
Dude, we're almost into June. Well, yeah, June. We're not even halfway through the year. Look at all the crazy shit that's happened.
I know.
And, like, I say this more on a serious note, like, I think sports would help a lot of people.
It's the healing process.
It is.
You want people to stay inside?
I know there's people that can give two fucks about sports. But for, you know, sports junkies like us.
Bro, they sent me one clean. Thank God I had a little fit of UFC. And even that was highly watched. Strawman is on, highly watched. Come on, the numbers are in front of you. Everybody wants to base this off numbers. Numbers are in front of you. You put two sport events on ESPN. Highly watched. And even the world record deadlift that Hafþór Bjornsson did.
Yeah.
That was over 4 or 5 million people viewed that.
Dude, he's such a monster. He's like, I at least, what did he say? He's like, I at least had 1 or 7 more in me, something like that.
Yeah, he had another 80 pounds in him.
Yeah.
Like 1,105 pounds in and up.
But no, like I like what you said though, Mo. I mean, it will definitely help the healing process. You know, what we have going on right now, not only with the pandemic, people losing their jobs, which is something that it's going to lead into something shortly. But, you know, all the riots that's going on, obviously. It's a terrible time.
It's a terrible time.
And I just feel like athletes need to stop being so selfish. I mean,
right. Listen,
I get it. It's your job. You got to get paid. I understand.
But you're still getting paid.
But
and at the end of the day, you're getting paid to play a fucking kid's game.
Yeah. And sometimes we all have to learn how to let go of our ego and fucking do what's right.
I think a lot of players want to sit home and get paid.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I
our
get
boy
it.
Rocky Two-Scoop said
did you,
he wants to play.
I saw
Devers. He said he wanted to play.
Yeah, of course, because Devers is a fucking kid.
I don't give a fuck where I play.
Devers is a kid, man. I saw something the other day. Like, I think this is the first time since Yeah, that we
120 years without a damn on fucking
without a Memorial Day weekend baseball.
Yeah, a boat mission.
That's insane.
It's insane.
And people forget like how American the sport of baseball is.
America's pastime, people. You know, fucking just play in the spring training facilities.
Like not
fucking
even
play.
Not even with 9/11, we paused for what 2 or 3 days, and then baseball came back and it brought the world.
And
brought the country
and let me tell you,
so much together.
That's a perfect example, dude. And let me tell you something. Everybody in the world remembers Mike Piazza's home run after 9/11. Everybody. When fucking Piazza hit that home run at the bottom of the 8th, the take the lead,
it was,
America
dude,
remembers that.
Oh
home
my
run.
God. I don't care who's your team. That was one of those beautiful moments.
Everybody
right
watched that game. Everybody. You're going to go down the street in somebody's house and not have a fucking Met game on? Who the fuck's a Met fan?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, my dad is so pretty easy. Fuck asshole. But no, like, you're right, though. I mean,
you know, like,
it was a healing process during the Boston bombings. Fucking Red Sox World Series.
Daniel Nava's home run.
Like, and that shit made people feel together. It made them feel stronger. It helped them heal. So, yeah, absolutely, man. I miss the shit out of
baseball. Actually, we talk about no fans in Fenway. This is probably about displaying spring training facilities. Play. Play ball. If warmer climate's going to help you, play.
Yeah, fucking go down to Florida and play ball.
It's real simple. It's real simple what we got. You can play the Breakfruit League. You can play the Cactus League.
Yeah.
You can play the World Series at both sites. You're traveling, bare minimum. Just fucking get this going.
Yeah. And, I mean, so another thing that I wanted to talk about real quick, which actually I just read before Bo got to the studio. It's a fucking sad day for baseball, man. I just read that over 1,000 minor league players were all let go today.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, because of the pandemic and these, you know, smaller ball clubs can't afford to pay. That shit is heartbreaking, man.
It's heartbreaking.
Like, not because there's no baseball. It's these guys' livelihoods, man. These kids have been playing baseball all their lives, and that can possibly be the end of their career.
Oh, yeah. You know, in 2013, I was invited to Big League Camp, and I was an outside chance. And I know there's millions of guys like me. There's easily 100, there's probably 1,000 people that were like me that just got an invite to camp. And you got guys like that that won't even be in that list, that they were in camp, having a good camp. Nope, that's it. You're done. Season's over. See you later. And it's just fucking crazy that these teams don't want to pay. You're paying the bare minimum, so they're not making a lot of money already. Look, if you're a fan, you don't know baseball salaries. There's no money in minor league baseball.
No, I mean, listen, everybody knows what it is.
Unless you're that hot player that comes in, but guess what? They're not losing the job.
Yeah.
That no one drafted in losing the job.
Like I said, man, it's tragic. And they said that it's projected that a lot more guys are going to lose their jobs. So,
and it's already
my thoughts go out to those guys, and I wish them all the best. It's a really shitty situation, and it's beyond their control. It's not because of performance issue.
Right. Well, I mean, everybody's gone through it. You know, people are losing their jobs, fucking rightfully, and
you know. But so that's what I had for that.
We'll have more on that next week. I know
that. Yeah. Hopefully they'll continue to bring up more. More news on that. So we covered our upcoming sports and a little bit of more on the serious side here on Fenway Faithful that I know a lot of you guys are used to. But these are the times we're living, you know. So on another note, we are going to continue from our top 10 from last week.
Bottom five.
So we are now on our bottom five. And we are going to start with right-handed pitcher Noah Song.
Noah Song. Got where he's from.
Pulling it up now. Noah Benjamin Song plays for the Paw Sox.
AAA.
Pomona, California. The dude is 23 years old, 6'4", 200 pounds, and he's a right-handed pitcher.
Sounds like we'll be seeing him soon, then. He's in the Paw Sox.
Yeah, I mean, you know what the next step is. Once you're with the Paw Sox, maybe you're adding up. But, I mean, he's got some good numbers. Pull up his stats here.
That's another thing. This was the Paw Sox last season.
Oh, no, excuse me. He plays for the Lowell Spinners. Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking Dave.
Yeah, I mean, but that's still good, though, man.
Now, Lowell's great. Hey, I like seeing a top 10 player in Lowell because that means he's just going to grow and get better and better. I'm high on that.
You know, I still have two fresh-ass Lowell Spinners hats that I've never
You never sent them back?
No, I never sent them back.
Terrible.
That guy probably lost his job over me.
That's wrong.
We'll
blame COVID, not you. I like the bottom of those lists is four pitchers, one outfielder, too.
Yeah.
That makes me feel good.
I mean, there's not really much on this guy. 17 innings pitched, average 1.67. That's it. Honestly, two runs and two earned runs.
That's still, I like it. That's
yeah, cool. Not bad.
Number seven is our boy, fresh out of Jersey.
Oh,
Big J Groom. He's coming off Tommy John. He pitched in the Lowell Spinner Championship game. Good guy. I talk to him from time to time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's a... He's fucking a monster. I can't wait to see him.
Where from in Jersey?
South.
South Jersey?
Yeah.
Cool.
Kid is huge. He's like 6 foot.
Fucking 6'6", 220. Yeah, that's a big boy.
He's fucking big. He's big.
And he's a lefty.
Yeah,
I like
big
that.
Time. He's big time.
I like that.
Bro, listen, I told you the story episode one. He came off Tommy John. This is how the team is in on him. He came off Tommy John, and they just threw him right in the playoffs for the Lowell Spinners. There you go. He pitched the deciding game of the championship. For you to give a ball to a guy in the deciding game of the championship coming off Tommy John, yeah, you got your chips in on him. All fucking in.
And I guess he started in 2017, huh?
Yeah, he had Tommy John, so I think it was 2018.
Okay.
Huge
right.
fucking kid.
Alright. Yeah.
He's like
solid numbers.
He's like the ideal pitcher. When you think about pitchers, you mean the Jay Groom.
Yeah. And I mean, who doesn't love the left-handed pitcher?
Exactly.
You know?
He should fill out the rotation. I see him filling out the rotation in 2 years.
That'd be nice to bring that into the bullpen.
Nah, I think he's gonna be a starter. He'll fill out the rotation probably within 2 years, over, under, all or bust. I think he's gonna be all in. By 2023, we'll be seeing him at Fenway.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Next guy has wheels. Jaren Duran. Another one. I think he played... I want to say I saw him... Portland. Put them up.
Jaren Duran, center fielder and second baseman. Bats left, throws right, 6'2", 200 pounds. Small guy. I mean, not small.
Oh,
small.
He got wheels, bro. He's an outfielder.
Yeah.
He tracks balls.
I mean, obviously,
I
guy can move if he's playing both.
I just don't remember I saw him at Paul Sauce or in Portland last year. Maybe Lowell.
It doesn't... doesn't say right now who we signed to be honest.
Okay. Solid now.
All right.
Good kid. This guy coming up next, he had time in the league last year. I saw him. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm skipping a guy. Thad Ward.
Right-handed pitcher.
Yeah, right-handed pitcher. Yeah. I don't have anything on him.
Alright, right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 182 pounds.
Pitcher build, baby, pitcher build.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see, look at the numbers here.
Bring them up. See what we got
2019.
On.
2019. Oh, kids, yo. Greenville?
Double A. Greenfield Drive, Double A. That's the other Double A team. You got the Sea Dogs, you got the Drive.
Yeah,
1.99
ERA last year.
That's solid. I like that. Double A again, bro. Another pitcher, Yon. I like it.
Yeah.
Solid.
Bro, 1.99 ERA.
I mean,
and
72.1
innings.
Oh, that's solid, bro. Yeah, yeah. They play a short season, too. So
yeah.
He was probably the guy out there.
51 hits, 24 runs, 16 earned runs, and only 2 home runs hit off.
Yeah, yeah. Look.
That's fucking
that's
solid.
And as a righty, we might see him out the bullpen.
Hell yeah. Nice. I like that.
This next guy coming up, Tanner Houck. He's he'll be up this year. I saw him in spring training. I want to say he got time last year. He was real solid. Really good fastball. He's touching top. He's topping in the upper 90s. Solid. I don't know how they picked him up. I don't know if he's a draft pick or not. But I like what I saw on spring training from him. You know, another guy. He's the 10th prospect. He was getting love this year. I saw him in 2019 in spring training. He looked good. You know, and here we are. Don't know what's going to happen to this guy.
I don't know.
He might have been having the spring training in his life, making the roster. Now he might be forced in AAA.
6'4", 210 pounds.
He's solid, man. I hope him and Groom are the future on this list, and I don't. You know, that's going based off what I saw. I didn't see a lot of these.
12 guys. Innings pitched, 20 hits, 12 runs, 12 earned runs. Three home runs, five bad balls. I mean,
that's what, 2019 Red Sox?
Nah, this is 2020.
Oh, 2020.
Oh, excuse me. This is fucking all these simulated stats, man.
It's probably fucking facing JD. I mean,
yeah, but they don't really have much numbers on them.
My eye don't lie.
They have some numbers from it from like whatever happened in spring training this year. Terrible ERA though.
You can't go off spring training. Like, we go into a fucking
7.11 ERA.
You can't go based off that. Look, he might have even laid it.
No, but let me see. All right, so I guess he was playing.
I want to say he was
Peoria. You know where the fuck that is.
I want to say he was brought up last year.
Alright, but he had, let me see, his ERA was 3.47. So, and that was a 2019 season. So, I mean, I guess not terrible.
Ain't the worst.
Yeah,
I mean, he's 10th on the list. They don't have him as 10 for no reason. So, I think it is all good. I think solid players on this list. Solid group of farm system. I like to see that they're building it up little by little. It's interesting that they have Verdugo on that now.
Yeah, no, not even.
You know,
he wasn't. We gotta remember this, Bo. You know, some list.
Because that Jeter down on it.
These guys make lists the way me and you compose a list. You know what I mean? So,
I just think,
but Jeter Downs, hands down, out of those 10 that we've covered, Jeter Downs is my fucking boy, man. I got big hopes for this kid. And, of course, Mookie leaving was not ideal.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
Definitely. The MCL
app
is gonna happen, baby!
It's
gonna happen!
Let's go!
Mookie Cora Lester!
Yeah.
2021 opening day! We're on it seeing!
By the way, guys, MCL, if you don't know, now you fucking know. That is the movement for 2020. You heard it here. Fenway Faithful, David Moe, we're claiming it. MCL
is a fucking movement. It's gonna happen. And we're gonna hear all you fucking skanky fans. Nick is here. Where's the dark fan at? It's in your fucking dickhole. That's where the garbage stands at, motherfucker. MCL, bring back Cora. Bring the Decepticon folks ready. Get them ready. Let's get them ready.
I should have never given you that monster.
Yeah. MCL, baby.
Don't break your fucking
mind. MC fucking L.
Alright, so we covered the top 10.
Hashtag.
Right before we started the show, there's a picture going around the internet that basically, I don't know whether it was Manny or Poppy that took it, but they're hanging out, whatever.
Oh, man.
Yo, my man Manny.
He's wounded. He looked like me Monday morning.
Bro, my man is white hair, bro.
That's what happens.
Silver foxing it hard out there.
That's what happens when you take all the worst fucking steroids.
How much older is he? Is he older than Poppy?
I can't say by much. I know they both. He came up on the Indians, don't forget, back in the day, before he got to Boston. But, bro, he looks bad.
Manny Ramirez is 47. He's 47, and my dad is 51. And looks like he's fucking in his 40s.
Poppy, 43?
I'm looking it up right now.
I mean, I know he's
44.
Bro, that's bad. He only has one more ring than him. He didn't play that much longer than him.
Bro, Poppy looks like he can suit up right now and go fucking play two more years.
I think Poppy could.
Dude.
Out of all players that come back, I think Poppy's top of the list to come back.
Poppy had his best season. His last season. How do you do that? And then he's like, could you play another season? Yeah, probably. But whatever, you know, I think he did it the right way, but let's get back to Manny, though.
Even Poppy getting shot nearly dying was better than
that. Yeah.
Did fucking Manny Ramirez get shot almost died? Because it fucking looks like it. Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, guys, don't get me wrong.
I love the guy.
Growing up,
I was the
biggest Manny fan ever. Like, you know, there's nothing better than Manny, but looking rough out there, Manny. I don't know, buddy. Yeah, fucking.
He looks like if they did a Dominican version of Uncut Gems. He would play the role Adam Sandler played.
What are you doing?
Oh, that's not mine!
Don't buzz him in, okay?
Did you see that?
I just watched it the other day.
And I was like, they ended it like that? What? I could never get through Adam Sandler playing a serious role.
If you haven't watched Uncut Gems by now,
spoiler, he just shot in the fucking face.
Dude, the way it ended.
I didn't expect it!
Fucking Kevin
Garnett
We can do it, blow with that shit.
We can definitely fuck this girl too.
Oh, she had fat ass,
no.
Bro.
Tug scene.
I'm sorry.
That's Tug. That's Tug gear right there. But oh
yeah,
my god. Oh my, and then Kevin Garnett was awesome.
Yeah, I think he did all right in the movie. It was pretty good.
I only watched
it because
Kevin Garnett was in it.
So, you were saying something earlier, though. Let's not stray off the Manny topic. What the fuck are you talking about? He was taking shit.
Well, you know, he got suspended twice.
Okay.
He took some, like, female hormone shit.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he took
bro.
Some, like, him and a fucking Henry Mejia from the Mets took fucking, like, horse fucking steroids. Like, the cheapest shit you could find. Like, motherfuckers, you're in the league. And Manny was making money. Like, yo, get something good in your life. You can look back.
He was been prescribed human chorionic. I don't even know how to say this fucking word.
Yo, he was taking his wife's
HCG.
Like, he was taking his wife's hormone pills.
Oh shit, you're right. HCG is a hormone used as a fertility drug in women.
Yeah.
So what would a male athlete stand to? What the fuck is that?
I told you, motherfucker.
Yo, I take that
I
back.
I told you.
What the fuck?
Yo, Manny,
we need some fucking answers, bro. What, are you going to, like, his wife's fucking bathroom and just, man, I got hit today?
He was probably, like, going there, get me this shit, I'm gonna fuck you up. So, okay, okay.
Dude, oh my, that just, oh my god, bro. I'm fucking dumb.
I wish we were putting a video of this episode. Your fucking face is priceless right
now. Yo, and this is Google. This is, like, when you search it. It's right at the top. This isn't no news source of bullshit. No. ScientificAmerican.com. So,
and then HenryMahee.com for the same shit.
Oh
that's why I say,
God,
oh.
Man.
And that's like cheap, dirty shit, too. Like, do the A-Rod. A-Rod down to Barry Bond shit.
Bro, my man's taking gas station pills, bro?
Yo, yeah. Give me the blue one. Give me the blue one.
Fucking guy stopped at the signal right before the game and popped a cup.
That's that LA shit right there, bro. He had that shit in Boston. He had no problems in Boston. But I guess when he hit in front of fucking Dave Ortiz, you're gonna have nothing. You know,
oh
they take
my
anything.
Oh god, man. That is. Guys, my heart. Oh my god.
Oh, bro.
My heart's
I'm
broken. That's fucking crazy. Well, you know what they say. Manny being Manny, right?
Manny Wood.
Yeah. Fucking guys.
Oh, man. Alright, before we go, I want a huge shout out. Shout out time. One, I got a shout out to the guy at Wine Cellar. He's a listener. Wine Cellar, New Jersey. There was a two-limit beer on this special beer my brother's wife wanted today. She's also a listener. Shout out to her. And he dropped it because he's a listener to the show. I told him to give him a shout-out. Shout-out to him.
Shout-out to you, bud.
Thanks for letting me buy $100 of fucking beer today and almost fighting somebody. And then our other shout-out is to our sponsor, WickedPizza.com. Sip beer, bro.
Dude.
Dude, the new shit that came out today.
Guys, check out Wicked Pizza Fitness Apparel. Their Instagram page, at WPFNA, all types of cool gear, New England-based company, free shipping, over $40, and weekly free swag giveaways. Check out the website, wickedpizza.com.
And when you check out, make sure you use FFS15. I think we messed up last week, or it was the wrong one. It's FFS15, save some money on their apparel. Dope shit. They got women's, men's, face masks. I got a shirt on right now. Awesome shit.
Yeah, they got a bunch of cool gear, guys. All different types of sports. USA Sports, too. So definitely check them out. Great company. And we love their stuff. So I can't wait to get our gear, too. We get some new gear, I think.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Hell yeah. So, guys, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Please continue to give us some feedback. We appreciate it. We love you guys very much. Mo, tell them where they can find you.
You can find us at Fenway Faithful Sports on Instagram. You can find us at www.fenwayfaithfulsports.com. Catch up on all the hot articles that are dropping weekly. And Fenway Faithful everywhere else. Fenway Faithful Sports everywhere else. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. It's another fucking good week. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll be back next week, hopefully, more news on baseball.
All right. Take care, everybody. Peace.